We're learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, and we are a little bit in the middle of a Gemara. I'm going to start Yud Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara wrote down two brises. One brise says that a Zov is not allowed to walk out with his kiss, with this like pouch, like a catheter that's watching him from anything that comes out of him, it should catch it. And the other brise says that one brise is not allowed, one brise is not allowed, one is a stira. So Gemara says, maybe the answer to this theory is, one's talking about a Zav that saw two Rias, and until you see three Rias, there's no carbon, Shivnikim is by three Rias. So until you see three Rias, no carbon and Shivnikim. So you have to know if you saw a third Rias, so you need it. That's why you chayim. The case of the Potter is where there was, he already saw three Rias, and he didn't start Shivnikim yet till tomorrow. So today, it makes a difference if he sees, you can tell me he's wearing it to watch his clothing from getting dirty. They were saying that's not enough of a reason to be called chayav haitzah. That's what I was saying right now. So let's read it inside. Three lines of the Bible. You need it that your clothing shouldn't get dirty. Where do we see a tana like that that holds that watching yourself getting dirty is not chashiv? The tana went to the Mishnah, Gabe Hechsher. We know that food only becomes tameh if it gets wet through one of the shiva mashkin, which one of the shiva mashkin is water. And the water has to be something that I want. If I don't want the water, if it's not l'ratzayin, then it doesn't count. It says kihutan. So it's the tana went to the Mishnah, koife ka'ara ala koisel. I put a bowl or a plate on the koisel. If I want to get washed, it means I want the water to come here. Then it's machshir. And even though afterwards it falls on the peiris, I didn't want that, but since it's tchilasa l'ratzoin, it's enough. So since I put this plate over here to catch the water, that therefore it's I want the water. And that's called huchshir l'ratzoin. And Rashi asks, I didn't want to hit the peiris. No. That's the halacha from the Mishnah Machshir.
Where
is
the
pierce? What?
Where are the
pierce? Right next to the plate, the bowl. And then it gets wet from the bowl. It got wet from the bowl, just even though that was my mistake. Makes a difference. Just I wanted the water here, but Ratzin, that's enough to call Ratzin. Imbisvil shalo yilka koisel, if the vart was wanted to protect the koisel, ain't a mechiyutam. Because here, I don't want the water. And the only reason the plate is here, catching water, is to get the water away from the koisel. So that they don't want it. So that's why it's not called hechsher. So the Gemara is comparing hechsher to this case of haitzah. And we're saying, just like by hechsher, if it's just to watch something from getting dirty, it's not chashiv. The same thing for haitzah. If it's just to watch my clothing from getting dirty, that is not chashiv. That's the Gemara's dimmi. And the Gemara is going to stick with the dimmi. The Gemara is going to have a different kasha. Break the Gemara, me dummy. There you don't want the mashkim at all. By the case of the kaisel, here you want the kiss to protect you. There is something you want over here. You want to carry this kiss out because you're getting dirty. There I don't want anything. I don't want any part of the mashkin. But here, the thing is that ichayev itzah for is the kiss, is the pouch, and that I want here to protect from the ziva. And what's that daima to? It doesn't the halacha in Hechsher. Holy dam yal l'seifa. It says in the seifa, areva shiyara delaf l'seicha. You have a bowl where there's a drip in the house, and you put a bowl there to catch the drip. Mayim hanetozim vanetzofim einam b'chiyutan. The water that pops out of it, or it overflows, that's not b'chiyutan. But v'shebeseicha hareze b'chiyutan. But what's in there is b'chiyutan. It is b'chiyutan. So what do you see? So you see that the water inside, it's got a machlekes Rashi, and Taisus looks like it's really a bright first mission like that. Taisus says the diak. But upon him, the diak is shebesoicha, whatever's in the bowl, it didn't pop out, didn't float out. Harezeh b'chiyutan. What's the pshat? So Rashi explains, the pshat is, because there, even though it's atzulei tinafu, since you didn't turn it over on the other side, it's daitoi to catch at least this much water. That much water it is daitoi to catch, and therefore, even though I didn't want it, I didn't want the water to be here. I didn't want, you know, it's atzulei tinafu. I didn't want it to get dirty. That's enough. It's chashivas. What?
What were we trying to do with the bowl?
There's a drip from the roof.
Right. Right.
And you don't want the floor to get dirty, so you put a bowl in to catch the water.
You turn the bowl upside down, the water's going to get dirty.
What?
You turn the bowl upside down, the water's going to get dirty.
Right. You turn the bowl over, it means you don't have any chivas to the water. So just...
You're going to ruin what you want.
No, it's protecting the floor. Let's say it's protecting the floor under it. And if it overflows, also makes it wet. But you're protecting the floor under it. So you could have turned the bowl over. Here, you tend to turn the bowl this way. So it was showing that Tzuli Tinuf could be chashivas. It could be chashivas. If I catch the water inside, that's called a chashivas. But my sack problem, that's called chashivas. And same thing over here also, by the kiss, even though I didn't want it. I don't want it. I don't need it. Still, since the kiss is here to catch the Tinuf, that's enough of a chashivas, and therefore chayav etzah. That's more of a kasha. So don't bring a raya from Heksher. We have a raya from Heksher the other way. So back to the stira over here between the two brises. One brise says that you're allowed to that you lo yetzei with the pouch and you chayev echatos. The other one says that it's pata ava aser. It's not chayev for going out of the pouch. That's the stira. Ella's more vayav rav amam tevayu lo kasha. Har Rabbi Yehuda, har Rav Shimon. One's Rabbi Yehuda, one's Rav Shimon. The famous chaykes are Yehuda Rav Shimon. If melachosh ain't tzricha legufa, it's chayev anat. According to Rabbi Yehuda, melachosh ain't tzricha legufa, it's chayev. According to Rav Shimon, it's pata avaser, and that's pshat on two brises. What's melachosh ain't tzricha legufa? So Rashi learns melachosh ain't tzricha legufa is anything that the tachlis. I don't need what the tachlis here. I rather not ever happen to zav. So I don't really need this thing of not only the kiss, because I really didn't want the ziva. For example, the machaikis in the Mishnah is a case where someone has a mace in the house and he takes it out. So he's not chayav itzah according to Rabbi Shimon. Why? Because he doesn't want the mace outside. He just wants the mace out of the house. Wants to get rid of the mace, so he carries it outside. Same thing here. He doesn't want the zav. He doesn't need to catch the zav. He doesn't want the ziva to be here in his clothing. He wants to get rid of it. That's called malacha and shein tzuchel gufa. That's Rashi's pshat. There's a Tosis pshat, a little different. Tosis says later on, tapsad gimel tzavadal amalav, that anything that's not similar to the Mishkan is called malacha shein tzuchel gufa. Because in the Mishkan, every malacha you needed the taitzah. Here you don't need the taitzah, so it's not a problem. Malacha shein tzuchel gufa. Akaponim, that's the teretz to the kasha. One's Rabbi Yehuda, one's Rabbi Shimon. Tana de Bay Rabbi Shmuel. We're learning about in the Mishnah about going out with certain things. A tailor goes out with his needle. If that's called itzah, Tana Rabbi Shmuel. Yoytzi adam tefillin be'erev Shabbos im chashecha. You are allowed to wear tefillin erev Shabbos within a half hour. In those days, they wore tefillin the whole day. You're allowed to wear it within a half hour before Shabbos. You might carry it out. You're not allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos because tefillin on Shabbos is not zman tefillin, therefore it's darabonon. And then economics kasha would have to gzera, but akaponim, it's because the Bible Rava before, but akaponim, the here was saying you're allowed to go out the kuliyama with tefillin before Shabbos, not worried you're going to carry it. What's the pshat? My timer. Given the Rav Barav, who no chayav adol master tefillin called Shabbos, since it's a chiyah for a person to touch his tefillin all the time, how do we know that? Kavachayim mitzitz. Ma tzitz shem vay elas kara achas. Ma adach letzitz only has one shem Hashem. Om retayrev hoya mitzchay tamid. Shle yisiyach daite imenu. Inav misiyach das from the tzitz. Tefillin, shiyesh bay as kareis har bay al achas kama kama. Tefillin has a bunch of names of Hashem. Al achas kama kama. Hilkoch, since you have to touch it, you learn from tzitz you have to touch it. It's kavachayim. Mitchay dochle, he'll always remember that he's wearing it. And he won't, right before Shabbos, he'll take it off. So therefore, you'll have to wear tefillin erev Shabbos. Tanya, the Brisa, Chananya, Imer, Chayev, Odom, Mashish, Bebigda, erev Shabbos. A person's Mechuyev to touch, pat down his beged before Shabbos, Im Chashecha, right before nightfall, to see if he's carrying anything. Om Rav Yosef, Hilchus, or Rabbos, Ila Shabbos. A very important halach of a Shabbos, because it's a save you from Eitzah. So it's very important to check your pockets before Shabbos. Not the Gemara Vayit. It said in the Mishnah, the law in the Mishnah said like this: Lo yefala, v'lo yefala es kelov. Shouldn't clean your clothing from bugs. V'lo yikra la ar haner. And we'll see the Gemara's going to declare exactly what's the issa of yefala es kelov. Aboilu lo yefala es kelov bayoyim. The first part lacha is only to do with ar haner. It means even by day, you're not allowed to clean your clothing from lice by day. Shema yaharig. It might kill the louse. It might kill that bug. And Rabbi Eliezer, the Tanya, Om Rabbi Eliezer, Hori Kina B'Shabbos Kila Hori Gomel. Rabbi Eliezer holds that if someone kills a Kina B'Shabbos, he's Chayiv. It's awesome until it's a Shomer, just like he kills a Gomel. And there's another law of Leikur Lohaner Hashem Yata. You shouldn't read a sefer Lohaner. Maybe you're going to be mata the fire. Because they will see later on, there's a man, the Omar, who holds that it's mutter to kill a kina. And the reason is because we learn from Elim Adamim, from the Mishkan, that only animals that are multiply. But a kina lice, according to the Rashi, says that it grows from a basa of the person. It's basa adam hisharetz. It's like a fruit fly. It comes from the fruits. It doesn't come from a part of Rab. As the Rashi explains, not doing to Elim Adamim. So, and it's Mechleikus, what exactly this lice is. Mechleikus, Taitas, Tupshot, Mechleikus, Rav Yosef, and Rav Tam, and each one says the opposite. If it's the black lice that jumps, or it's the white lice that crawls. So Mechleikus, Rav Tam, and Reber Linus, which one it is, and Halacha, it's brought down. One of them is Aser, one of them is Mutter, like Reis Hilla. But this comes, there'll be three sheetahs, we'll see. But now, we're saying, Pshana Mishnah will be like Rav Eliezer, and it comes in, now let it clean the clothing. You know why? Because he might kill the kina, because he holds his deraisa. So you can't clean the clothing because he might kill the kina. That would be pshat lefal as kelev. And there'll be another halacha leikur or ner shamayata. Maybe that's pshat mishta. Or, I'm just not going to Rabbi Eliezer. I don't know, tavayu shamayata. Both are about shamayata. You read like this. Of course, you'll have to be mefal as kelev. You're not worried about killing a kina, because you'll have to kill a kina. Just means like this. Lefal as kelev, leikur or ner. Both of them shouldn't do lor ner, because he might be matter than ner. That's the Gemara Shaila. Toshima, let's try to bring a raya. It says in a braisa, ein poilim ve'ein kar la'orhaner. So you see, everything's la'orhaner. So I don't know, what's the raya? Mi alim marsisim. Our Mishnah also says the same lashon. Le'fala es kelov ve'ein kar la'orhaner. So it's not better than our Mishnah. Tosis explains, the havmin is, usually a braisa explains more, and since the braisa didn't explain so much, so it sounds like more. Everyone know, it's the same thing like our Mishnah. Let's try another braisa, and this braisa will be a raya. Toshima, ein poilim la'orhaner, klar. Ein poilim la'orhaner. You shouldn't clean your clothing, l'orhanev, and kar l'orhanev. Elu min ha'alachos, she'omru ba'aliyahs, Chananya, Mechizkiya, ben Gorin. These are halachos that were said in the aliyah, Chananya, Mechizkiya, ben Gorin. That was a place where Chananya closeted himself, quarantined himself in a room there, to look over Yecheskel, the Sefer Yecheskel. They were handling about making Geniza on Sefer Yecheskel, and he went through the Sefer to try to end for all the steers. But like upon him, he said, these halachos were said there. It says, ein poilim l'orhanev. So you see that if Allah's caliph has to do l'or haner, shemamino tavayu, shemayata, shemamino. Both halachos of l'yikra and l'yifala l'or haner, shemamino. That's what comes out. Amra Yehuda Meshmuel. This thing that you can't do anything l'or haner, I feel l'havchim ben bigdoy l'bigdoy ishtoy. It's even to try to differentiate between your beged and your wife's beged. So the Gemara explains, obviously, you know, these days they wouldn't have any, like, you wouldn't need a fat, your light for that even. But so Amar Rava, lo yamaron ella the bnei mechuzah. That only passes for the bnei mechuzah, where the men and women, those days they wore robes, and the men and women robes were exactly the same. They were both loose, very loose fitting. Aval bnei chaklisa, the people who worked in the fields, the farmers, the men were different because the men had tighter sleeves that shouldn't get caught in all the plows and hoes and all the shovels that they use. So aval bnei chaklisa made the other no difference. And even the bnei mechuzah, nami lamar elders kenas. Only the older ladies were more similar to the men. Aval the yaldos made the other. The yaldos wore even more flowing robes, and that wasn't similar to the men's clothing. And Tosfos speaks out that mikan that osur to mafchim between your beg and your friend's beg. They both have the exact same suit, and you want to tell the difference between both of them. You know the small difference that yinala adula ahana. That's what comes out from the Gemara. So the Gemara vayte. Tana Rabbanon, ain poilim v'shus rabim. This is talking about even the weekday. You should not clean your clothing from lice in the shus rabim. They are covered. It's ma'os to do that. It's disgusting to do that. Ki yitzibay, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Rechem. Ain oisin apiktoizin v'shus rabim. They are covered. You shouldn't take this certain thing that makes a person vomit in the shus rabim because it's also not covered. Not covered. It's ma'os to do that. Tana Rabbanon. Hamafala es kelov. This is talking about a Shabbos. When you want to clean your kelim on Shabbos, we came out that you only can't do l'or haner, but by day you could do it. Hamafala es kelov, moilul v'zorik. You like put it between your fingers and your and v'zorik and throw it away. Well, vachli hari, be careful not to kill it. Even though when you're being moilul it, Why be moil it first? When you moil it, it makes it go away. It doesn't come back. You put it between your fingers and you smooth it out, those little bugs, and they won't come back. You throw them away. They're like all subdraked and they don't come back. Now, this man, the Amar, Rashi explains, holds that it's also to kill a lice midrabanon only. Since it's only midrabanon, therefore, you could do this, because even if you kill it, it's only midrabanon, so there's no gzeira. So you could do moil of a zeirik or vachala yaharin. But Abashal Omer Neutil Vazirik, you take it off and throw it, but you can't vachla yimla, you can't do mimoilu. Why not? Zog Rashi, because he holds a grab eliyazah, holds you chayiv for killing a louse, chayiv for that. Therefore, if you chayiv for killing lakina, so if you moil it, you might kill it. So he says you shouldn't be moiling it, you just pick it up and throw it. Tosfos is a little bit different, that's Rashi Pshat going according to Rav Eliyazah. So that's Machlekes Tanakam and Abashal. Omrav Huna, halacha, moil of a zarek. The halacha is, you moil of a zarek, vizel kvoidoi, vafil of a choil. The halacha is, even on Shabbos, you can moil of a zarek like a tanakama, vizel kvoidoi, fil of a choil. And this is the right way to do it. It's better, it's nicer to do this than killing it, even in the weekday. Don't kill it. Rabba makatlu, Rabbi is to kill it. Rashi says, even on Shabbos. That's what Rashi learns. Tosfos says, going back on the covered. But Rashi learns, going back on Shabbos. Rabba makatlu, Tosfos says, that's how he paskin. Rabba makatlu, Rabbi is to kill the lice. Rav Sheshes Makatlu killed it on Shabbos also. Rav Shodle Lekan the Maya. He threw it into the bucket of water, basically killing it also. Omer Rav Nachman Labinte Ketulim, when you take off the bugs, please kill them. Vashminali Kala the Sanusi. Let me hear the voice of my enemies. You know, these kidim bother me so much. I want to hear them suffer, but so throw them in. Let me hear their voice. Let me kill them. But the Mepharshim speak out, and the reason why he said to kill him, to show this halacha, that on Shabbos is mutter to kill him. That was the vart, why he was saying this. And people should hear it dying in order that they should know this halacha, that you're allowed to kill on Shabbos, allowed to kill on Shabbos the lice.
Does it make noise?
What? I guess, yeah. That's what it just means, lavdafka. It means show the people that you're killing them, because the vart is that you're trying to megala, that this is the way to do it. Tanya, Rav Shimon Loza Omer, Ein Hargis Machalif Shabbos, the Rebbe Shammai. Rav Shimon Loza says, Pshim Shammai, but Shammai says, you are not allowed to kill a lice on Shabbos. It's not clear if he's saying Chayiv or Midrabanon. We have before, Eliyaz says Chayiv. We had three sheets, you know, there's Chayiv, there's Midrabanon, there's Mutter. Or by Silma Tir, Mishil, it's Mutter. And Rav Shimon Loza brought another Machalikis, Bisham, Bisil. Vachain Hor, Rav Shimon Loza Omer, Rav Shimon Shimon Gamil. You're not allowed to do erisin on Shabbos. You're not allowed to do shaduchim on Shabbos. You're not allowed to teach the children to learn. You're not allowed to be a rebbe on Shabbos. Beis Shammai holds these are all problems on mimtzoy cheftzecha. Or Beis Hillel matir. Beis Hillel says no. Cheftzecha you're not allowed to do. Your own chafetzma. Cheftzeh shemayim is mutter. That's the machloikis. If cheftzecha, when saying cheftzecha means you shouldn't be like weekday. You shouldn't do your weekday stuff on Shabbos. So Beis Shammai says these are all weekday things. Doing shaduchim, teaching kids to umnes, bimnach mavelim, vakim chayla. But Beis Hillel says, lamed sefer also, to teach them to learn. Teach them to learn. Be a lamed tanoikis on Shabbos. You can't do that. That's a weekday thing. You're working. You're not working. You shouldn't work on Shabbos. You shouldn't work on Shabbos, but Beis Hillel says it's mutter because it's called cheftzecha, therefore it is mutter.